We ended up yesterday's lesson talking about the various prophecies, put it in those terms, prophecies of Israel's demise, that they would be blinded, that it was coming, that they had wandered away, fought their way away. They tried to get away from God. They went after all these other gods, Baal and Ashtra, and Moses prophesied. We read Moses prophesied. David did, Psalm 69, I think it was. Later on, Hosea and Isaiah prophesied. And then we closed, but I want to catch one more before we get into comparing the diminishing of Israel with the growth of the body of Christ. But this one more is Jesus Christ. When he came to earth, he gave them warning too. At least twice in the Gospels, warned Israel of blindness coming. Blindness. If they don't stop their apostasy, their idol worship, their iniquity and unrighteousness. Christ was talking to Israel in these verses we're going to look at, and he wasn't talking to us, so don't get freaked out. He was talking to Israel. John 3:19. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. John 9:39, and Jesus said, For judgment I am come into this world, that they which see might... I'm messing it up. Let me start that verse over. John 9:39, and Jesus said, For judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind. There's that blindness. John 12:35. Jesus said unto them, Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. John 12:40. He hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes and understand with their heart and be converted, and I should heal them. John 12:46. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. So Jesus Christ himself prophesied and gave them another warning, and they still went as far in the opposite direction as they could, just like Jonah running away from Nineveh. Well, maybe not just like it, but that's what came to mind. So their diminishing, Israel's diminishing, had been prophesied all along. It was not a snap decision. It was not a surprise for Israel, something they hadn't been warned of. When Christ commissioned Paul to start preaching the gospel of Christ, the gospel of salvation, that made it harder for some of the Jews. That was another step in Israel's diminishing. They're getting less and less attention, special attention. They always could come to God, just like we do as sinners. But, you know, they thought they were special. They had these promises, the inheritances, the land was to be theirs, and they didn't get the qualifications they had to fill. They didn't listen, I guess. When they saw Greek Gentiles being saved into the body of Christ, that made it even harder for some of the Jews. And that made some of the Jews jealous. Some of the Jews tried to emulate. They would come and listen. And in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 16, we read, Else when thou shalt bless with the Spirit, how shall he that occupieth the room of the unlearned, how shall he say, Amen at thy thanksgiving, seeing he understandeth not what thou sayest. He's saying that tongues have... I'm trying to think of the term to use. They hadn't expired yet, but they had passed their main usefulness and were fading away. There was hardly any use for them anymore. All the Jews that needed to be evangelized by tongues, speaking the gospel in their tongue, they had heard already, or else they had rejected, or else they understood. What would it be? Jewishness? The Jewish language. But some of those Jews actually decided to believe what Paul preached. And they were baptized by one Spirit into the body of Christ. Part of that remnant according to the election of grace. They chose grace. Elected grace. Some didn't. But some did. So, and some, well, we'll find out later about the other choices. But late in Acts, when Christ sent Paul to all men, not just sending him to the Jews and the Greeks, but to all men, for them to hear and to believe the gospel of Christ crucified for them and for their sins, that made it almost impossible for those remaining disbelieving Jews to come and to believe that Paul's gospel was sent from God. So they were diminishing more and more. Then you get to the right side of that brick of cheese that we cut diagonally from upper left to lower right. And Israel's portion, Israel's opportunity, it's very small at the very point of the wedge, at the right side there, as they have diminished like that line, like that diagonal line through the brick of cheese, until eventually they're cut off. There's a actual prophetic, prophesied cutting off, blinding and casting away of Israel in the last chapter of the book of Acts, last half chapter. And that's the end of their wedge of the block of cheese in that illustration. Israel will be gathered back to the land as promised. But now it's been well over 1900 years and they have not yet been gathered. And we don't know when Israel will be brought back. Romans 11:25 says, blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles become in. So, during this period, while Israel is blinded, Gentiles are being brought into something, as the verse said. We've already read in 1 Corinthians 12:13, that tells us into what we are being brought. We believers, we're being brought into the body of Christ. Look at it, at the verse. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. So notice in 11:25, Romans 11:25, the word until. Until the fullness of the Gentiles become in, then Israel's blindness will be removed. We're not told that they will be blind any time after that. It's up until then that they're blinded. 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18 is about what happens when the fullness of the Gentiles become in. We in the body of Christ will be caught up to forever be with the Lord. And then Israel's program begins again where it left off. In Acts 2:16, Peter said, he had said that this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Well, when Joel was describing Israel's tribulation period, that's what Peter looked back into in the prophets. And he realized, it was revealed to him, he was writing inspired scripture, that that was that first, the beginning, excuse me, of the, well, I shouldn't say the beginning, it was the last days, the beginning of that last week of Daniel's 70 weeks. And yet, as they rejected their Messiah and blasphemed the Holy Ghost, a year later, after that acceptable year of the Lord, well, after that first year of the 70th week of Daniel became the acceptable year of the Lord, and there are still 7 years yet to come then, because that was the 70th, that was the acceptable year of the Lord. So, but that's the point at which Israel's prophecy will resume, when we are caught up to be with the Lord. Fortunately, we will have been caught up out of here by then, but just before it, just before that 70th week of tribulation, 70th week of Daniel, which is Jacob's trouble, his tribulation, their tribulation, will be gone by then, though. But during that same period of time, when Israel is diminishing and continuing to diminish, Paul started preaching at the left side of that block of cheese or brick of cheese, at the upper left part, at the upper left part. So the mass of that wedge was at the left. let me get it straight here. You've got the brick of cheese cut from the upper left to the lower right. So Paul started preaching at the upper right point, where you just start digging into the cheese with the knife. And as he preaches, there are more and more churches, more gatherings of people being established in the body of Christ, until the whole works at the end, at the right side of the brick of cheese, is the body of Christ. Israel is down to a point, and then they're cut off in Acts 28. So from that point on till today, God offers Israel no special treatment. They're not being offered the immediate kingdom gospel anymore. It's not at hand. It's off in the future sometime. They will know it's at hand and there when the body of Christ is caught up to be with the Lord. That's where that in until comes to. They're blinded until that happens, according to Romans 11:25. So there were a few of the many thousands of Jews in the Church of God at Jerusalem who were still alive for a while, but in Acts 2, excuse me, in that was in Galatians 2, verse 9, they had pledged not to evangelize anymore, but only to minister to the existing circumcision believers. That's the ones they were ministering to. They were not going out any longer. No more outreach. They were ministering to their own group. Look at Galatians 2:9. And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, that's Paul speaking, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship, that we should go to the heathen, and they unto the circumcision. They understood should go, the should go is understood there. They should go unto the circumcision. And that is the way that I picture that diminishing that went on from Acts 9 to the end of Acts, the block of cheese. It's an illustration of that diminishing of Israel. Paul was sent to preach to the Jews and to the Greeks at first, and then later, when there was no special treatment of them, when they were cast away, then Paul was sent to all men, received a wider sending. Now remember, the ascending is not a restriction. It's a forging ahead. Paul was sent originally to, well, I shouldn't say originally. Originally, he was separated under the gospel of God, and you can see that in Acts 9, verses 20, 22, 27, and a hint of it in 29. that was his separation. But he was sent by the Holy Ghost in Acts 13:4 to the work, the dispensation of the gospel, which was the body of Christ's side of things when Israel was beginning to diminish. So in the temple vision that Paul had apparently in Acts 18:22, it's quite probable, since unless there's a visit of Paul to Jerusalem that's not in the scriptures, that's when it was, Acts 18:22, that extremely brief visit to Jerusalem. Christ told Paul that he would send him to preach to all men. That's a future event that he was telling him about, though, in Acts 18:22. And so Christ told Paul to get out of there. Get out of that temple, out of that city in a big hurry, because they will not receive what I'm telling you. God's will was for Paul to leave instead of being stopped and killed there by the Jews. So Paul left immediately and went to Antioch of Syria, just downhill and north of Jerusalem. Well, when he was sent to preach to all men, that was the start of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is first mentioned in that scripture about that time. His sailing away from Philippi, Macedonia, is when Paul said in Philippians 4:15 that was the beginning of the gospel. And that happened in Acts 20, verse 6, and you get mention of the first mention of the gospel of the grace of God in Acts 20, verse 24. What is that, 18 verses later? Same chapter. So he says about that gospel of the grace of God, he says that he had received the ministry to testify it. And then when you get past the end of Acts, Paul writes to the Ephesians in Ephesians 3, verse 2, asking if they had heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me, Paul, to you, Ephesians. So they go together. The dispensation of the gospel started when Christ revealed his saving gospel, the gospel of Christ, when he revealed it to Paul, when he sent Paul to preach it. Paul received it, had received it. That was the means by which he was saved, according to 1 Corinthians 15:3. He believed it, being saved by it on the road to Damascus. And the Bible says in Acts 9, those verses we mentioned before, 20 and 22 especially, that Paul straightway in the Damascus synagogues, Paul preached the gospel of God, those facts about who Jesus is, preached Jesus and the resurrection from the dead, that this Jesus is very Christ. He is the one that they were looking for, that they had been waiting for. The dispensation of the gospel of Christ is mentioned when you get to 1 Corinthians 9, verses 17 and 18. Well, what gospel is it that is to be dispensed by Paul, that was committed to him, that was his commission? The gospel of Christ is the gospel that saves people at the time when it was still being sent to the Jews and the Greeks. It was the saving message that Christ died for their sins, believe on him to life everlasting. And Christ started it in Acts 9 when he saved Paul. That was when that pattern was set up, that new pattern. And it continued until Christ sent it beyond the Jews and the Greeks. And the Bible says that at least by Acts 13, verse 26, Paul dispensed the salvation gospel the gospel of Christ crucified for our sins. He dispensed that to the Jews and to the God-fearing Israel-blessing Greeks in the synagogue there. The dispensation of the grace of God to all men, all people, that continues today, even though the dispensation of the gospel stopped back then when Israel was no longer, when Israel lost their special standing with God. You don't come to God through Israel anymore. We have to believe the gospel that Paul preached, starting in Acts 9, for us to have salvation today. All right, I'm done, and I'm looking for questions. If there's any questions about this, we'll try and relate the question to the scripture, and if not, we'll do more study on it sometime.